Okay. Okay, yeah, I have it hooked up now.
Oh, who are you hooked up with?
It's just my own tape recorder. The last time I couldn't take notes fast enough.
Oh.
So I thought maybe if I brought a tape recorder, I could, you know, get some of the conversation down a little better.
I see.
So, yeah. It looks like you had a good lunch. Did you have a good lunch?
Oh, yes, I ate quite a dinner, I believe.
Yeah. Do they have special, an Easter service for you?
Well, it isn't just special. They have a service here at the chapel every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Can you make it to those?
How's that?
Can you make it to those? Can you get to those?
Well, yes, if I want to go. But I have to go in a wheelchair, and I can't sit up front where, that is, can't get the wheelchair up front.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't hear and I don't see, and I am not comfortably warm there.
Yeah.
And when the weather's bad, cold.
Yeah.
And so I just stay in my room.
Yeah. Well, with the radio, you can probably get some good programs anyway.
How?
With the radio, you can probably get some good programs.
Oh, yes, sir. If the radio works good. Sometimes they got some, I don't know, I expected some electric things they got going here that bothers the radio, and then I don't hear very much of that.
Yeah.
But I do have some good programs in it. On the radio. Mm-hmm. One thing I always used to listen was to the markets, you know, when I was selling my grain.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I have farms, and I get the rent from them, and then I sell my grain myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you still do that?
No. No, I have turned that over to a man that's taken care of everything for me.
But you still keep up with it.
How?
You still keep up with it, though.
He comes every Saturday and reviews everything that's been done during the week.
Oh. Where is his office?
At, I wouldn't know the number of his office. It's in that, I believe it's a white stone building. That building belongs to him, and he has an office in there. It's a... right next to the railroad track.
Oh.
North of the railroad track.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. You can see the number of it in the telephone book here.
Oh, okay. I guess I was really interested in knowing how Newton... I was interested in knowing how the town during the Depression... Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Nobody had any money.
Yeah, right. And also, I guess you were here during the Dust Bowl?
Oh, yes.
What do you remember about that?
Well, I was lucky enough that I had sold my land, and of course I wasn't interested in that so much. Then after, I had a quarter section of land out there, but I had sold it before... the Dust Bowl mm-hmm. got started.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that there was a lot of dirt blowing around, and that's about all I knew about then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, were you ever really sick, or have you stayed in good health?
Yes, I was... in the hospital, had a appendectomy operation.
Oh, how long ago was that?
Well, that was 6 years ago.
Hmm. And that's the only time you were in the hospital?
No, I had another serious operation. Let's see. I can't remember the year that was either. That's something I want to forget.
Yeah, that is the kind of thing. Yeah.
I was taking care of my mother at the time. She had had a paralytic stroke, and I took care of her day and night for 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. And it was during that time that I had this operation. I was in the hospital. I was only off a month, and then I was up and taking care of her again day and night.
Hmm. All right. Do you remember the first kind of car you had?
How's that?
Did you have a car?
Yes. Yes, I used to own my own car.
Mm-hmm.
But I took a notion after a while that I just didn't care to drive a car. And I just got rid of it and didn't get another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I paid my way back and forth to Wichita when I was trading on the market.
How often would you go?
Well, sometimes I went every day and sometimes not so often. It just depended on how the market was.
Hmm. I guess I don't understand the market very well, so I don't really know what to ask
you. Well, tell you, there's a lot of people that really don't understand it. They try to play it, but they don't understand it. And then they think it's a trick to beat them. Well, it isn't. If you just study the market and try to know what you're doing and what you want to do, you get along all right.
So you said last time it was important to stick with it.
How?
You said last time it was important to stick with it.
Yes, to study it before you even go into it. I studied it a whole year before I even bought a share. Mm-hmm. And then I went into it.
Mm-hmm. Just by yourself you studied it, or did you ask people, or...?
I studied it myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You get a lot of different ideas to go to asking people, and you don't know where you are then.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I studied it, I got my information straight from New York and from statisticians that go into these companies' books and see just how they're business is going.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got my information. That's where you get it straight.
You mean from, you'd call them or
from,
you'd read magazines or?
Let's see, Standard & Poor's was my chief one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I liked the best of all.
Did you ever take a loss? Did you ever take a loss, though? I mean, did you ever have a master's?
No, I wouldn't take a loss. If I bought a stock that didn't do what I expected it would, and I wanted to get rid of it, I would put my standing order, to sell at a price that would pay all my expenses, get all my money back. Mm-hmm. And I always got out mm-hmm. with a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you had to wait a while, but they were paying you a dividend every 3 months, and what more could you ask?
Yeah. So how old were you when you really started doing...
How old?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Oh, I expect I was about 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. And before that, you had worked on the farm or stayed with your family?
Well, we lived on a farm for 26 years, and during that time, I went to high school in Newton. Mm-hmm. Rented a couple of rooms and did housekeeping. And my mother and I both went to high school.
Your brother?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you good in math?
How?
Were you good in math? Were you good in arithmetic? With
yeah.
numbers and things?
Yes.
Oh, I guess that would be a help to you.
How?
I guess that would have helped you.
Well.
Did you plant a garden?
Oh, yes, we always had them. When I first came to Kansas, you couldn't go to the grocery store and buy hardly anything. You had to get busy and raise something if you once really wanted good things to eat, like get from a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We always had a big garden.
Do you miss that now?
How?
Do you miss not having a garden now?
Well, in a way, but if I don't get things I like here, I have a friend of mine that goes to the grocery store. She lives by herself, and she goes to the grocery store, and she likes a lot of the things that I like. And she will divide a little, or buy a little extra, and bring me part of it. Mm. Of course, those things have to be ready prepared things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't cook here. I don't have a stove to cook on.
What are some things that you like?
How?
What are some special things that you like sent in?
Oh, let me see. Hello.
You mentioned Kentucky Fried Chicken last time.
How?
You mentioned Kentucky Fried Chicken last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Did you ever ride on an airplane?
How?
Have you ever ridden on an airplane? Have you ever ridden on an airplane?
No. No, I've never gone up. I had a chance to go up, but I didn't go.
When was that?
How?
When was that?
Oh, that was years ago. There's a sort of a neighbor owned an interest in an airplane. He used to take that out every once in a while. But I wasn't interested in going in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I like to ride the train and watch the country that I'm going through. And
what places have you visited?
Well, I've been in Ontario, Canada, and I've been in Colorado, different places in Colorado. And I went to Chicago considerable because I had a sister, married sister, living there.
Could you make some connections with the stock in Chicago?
How?
Could you visit some things, some places about stocks in Chicago, too?
Let me see. Well, I was visited the grain market, but I don't remember about the stock market. I don't believe I did. I wasn't dealing then in stocks.
Have you heard much about the Panama Canal?
How?
Have you heard about the Panama Canal?
Well, I haven't had very good luck since the last election. They have changed my changed their program, you know, on the radio, and I haven't had very good luck at getting the market when I'd like to have it. See, I used to get the market. I had the grain stored right out here on North Main Street in an elevator there. Anytime I wanted to sell, all I had to do is call them up and tell them. Sell it. They, of course, had all the figures on it. They'd send me a check.
So you always stuck with the grain market as well as the stock market?
Well, of course, after my brothers and sisters were all gone, I was the only one left. They left me an interest in their land, of course. And so I was getting a third interest off of 600 acres of land. Which made quite a little.
Was the land all around Newton here?
How?
Was the land all around Newton here? Or?
Yes, it was. Well, in fact, had three quarters in one section. And that is next to the section where I lived when he was in the country. Right in here is about as good farming land as you find anywhere in the state.
Yeah, that's right. I guess someone reads all your mail for you.
How?
Does someone read all your mail for you? Does someone read all your mail for you? When you get mail?
Well, yeah, this man, now that's taking care of my interests, he reads. Well, the mail comes here and is locked up until Saturday when he comes in and gets it and reads it to me, important things.
You mentioned the Kansas State Bank being almost finished. Yeah, it looks as though it's just about ready to open.
How?
The Kansas State Bank, the addition. You know, they're adding on to the bank now. It looks like it's almost finished.
Oh, well, the Kansas State Bank is really the bank where I do my business. And Mr. Clausen has said when the new building is finished, he will come and get me and take me all through it and explain it to me.
You have your own guided tour.
Huh?
You'll have your own guided tour?
Yeah. Yeah. I have an idea. It's going to be quite a building.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks big. Do you remember any other, I guess you mentioned the flood in 65.
How's that?
The flood in 65. Weren't there some other pretty bad floods in Newton, too? Do you remember other floods in the town?
I don't remember. In 65. Let's see. Well, about all I did during that time was my brother and my sister were both sick. They were here at the home. Well, for a while they were in the hospital, and then afterward they came to stay at the home here. And I was busy looking after them. I don't know much about what went on. Oh, you meant the centennial.
Yeah.
Centennial year.
Yeah.
Let me see. We hadn't came to Newton yet at that time.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't, oh, oh, you said 65, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in Newton here in 65. But I was thinking about the first centennial that was held in Philadelphia.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
My father attended that.
Yeah. So your brother and sister were here for a while. Your brother and sister were here for a while and you took care of them when they were sick? You mentioned your brother and sister were sick?
Yeah.
How long were they sick?
Oh, well, it was...
Did you have to take care of them for quite a while?
Well, yes, my brother, she lived with me, mm-hmm. and my sister lived in her, she had her own home.
Mm-hmm.
She lived in her own home. But of course I was blind and I couldn't see to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I could find my way back and forth all right, but it wasn't safe for me to be crossing the street, the cars coming around the corner, and mm-hmm. they'd run right over you if you yeah. were there.
Yeah.
So I didn't try walking up to her home.
Mm-hmm. How did you, your blindness, how old were you when that happened?
How's that?
When you became blind, did that happen all of a sudden?
No, I was blind in my right eye before, sometime before I even knew I was blind, I guess. I knew there was something wrong with my eye, but one day I happened to be in front of a mirror and put my hand over my other eye and I couldn't see anything. I found out I was blind in my right eye.
Hmm. Was that something the doctors couldn't help?
How?
Was that something the doctors couldn't help? You couldn't have saved your other eye. The doctors couldn't help.
Well, then the other. It had come about 2 or 3 years till I was blind in the other eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that came on. Rather suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was something wrong with my eye on Thanksgiving Day. I could see everything plainly, and the next day or two, my sight was nearly gone. It was entirely gone, I was better off than when I could kind of half see a little, because when I could see a little and not make out what it was, why I'd sometimes think I saw something in front of me and there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd reach for it and I'd fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I was better off when I was entirely blind in that eye.
You mentioned about the time that you moved to the home last time, when you first moved here, that you didn't really want to come here. Do you remember that?
How?
The first time that you moved here.
Moved to the home?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was when we had the flood here in 65.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in my home alone at that time,
mm-hmm.
and of course a flood got in my home, mm-hmm. but I waded around and picked up valuable things and took care of them, and I was just about ready to go upstairs and take a bath and put on dry clothes mm-hmm. when a couple of men came in. They had a boat outside, and they said they were going to take me out, and I said, well, I didn't want to go. I could stay here. Mm-hmm. No, they wouldn't have that. They just picked me up and carried me out and put me in the boat and brought me as far as the church mm-hmm. there at 9th Street. And there was an ambulance waiting there at the church, brought me over to the hospital. Well, the hospital said I wasn't a hospital patient. Mm-hmm. And the home said they didn't have a room. But they finally looked around and they found where they had taken, a woman had been taken to the hospital that day, and she was expected to die most any time. She'd gotten so bad that they knew that she would never get well to come back to the room, so they let me have that room. That night they fixed up a cot in that room, and I slept there that night. Mm-hmm. And then the next day they cleaned the room up, and that woman's things were removed, and I got to stay in the room. That's how I come here.
But you never went back to your home then?
How?
You never went back to your home then?
No, I never went back to my home. It had been flooded. I had 24 inches of water in the house at one time. But of course, the others in the block had a lot more than that, because my house stood higher than, had a higher foundation under it. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't so I could live in it, and at least I didn't want to. I couldn't see to clean the rooms up the way I would like them and everything, and the carpets, of course, I had them clean, but I always wished afterwards I'd never tried that, because we were near a filling station, the oily, greasy water, you know. You couldn't ever clean that out of the carpets. So my carpets were not worth anything after I had them cleaned, really. Of course, when I finally got rid of the, I just held on to the house till someone, that block was put in the business district. And I put up my price on it, and I said, whenever anybody come and pay me that price, they could have the place. And finally, someone did come. Well, there was a man from McPherson. He wanted to come and store a lot of bridge building machinery and things like that in the place. Well, I didn't want that kind of a business mm-hmm. put on there. I didn't think that was a place for that. I thought we ought to have something that would improve the looks of the place rather than spoil the looks of it. So I put a price on it that I knew he wouldn't pay, and that ended that. So he went on. He didn't want to pay that price that I asked for it. But there did a man come that wanted to put this well, it was sort of an eating place where they had sandwiches and mm-hmm. and different things to eat, and that appealed to me more. And so he offered to pay the price that I had to always put on the place if I wanted to sell it. And but some of the city managers They didn't seem to